Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. You know, I just noticed, well, let me just, first of all, get us into the hour. Welcome. Thank you for being with us here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is also available by way of our videocast at philhendryshow.com. You can watch a nightly videocast on Phil TV in HD. It is in, seriously, in high definition, you know, like, what do you call a video kind of deal, right?
Yeah, it's like, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. In any event, so you can do that. You can access our very large archive of audio. And a couple of other things to note. We have a new Milwaukee Lion game in the archive. The Lions played yesterday in preseason. Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison were on hand. Touch Gerber, their spotter, got into it with them, as well as Mrs. Edna Gerber, who is now part of the ownership group of the Milwaukee Lions, and apparently there was a contretemps at halftime between Jack, Mrs. Gerber, and her son, Touch, who she prefers to be called Wilhelm.
Yeah, I thought it would be Wilhelm, man. At the end, though, Jack, you know, he's like person. Yeah, Jack, I gagged her, get in trouble.
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, Jack got into some, he let her have it at the end of the game. The Lions, well, just listen to the game. Don't tell them what happened in the game, bud. I told you, no scores. Do you understand? Because some people are still downloading the game. It's only preseason, but still, you know. Anyway, I noticed as we were coming back on, I'm getting more and more used to these freaking Dr. Dean Adele glasses, and it's scaring the hell out of me.
They look like crap.
They do look like crap. I mean, they look great, Doc. I got to get over to the pharmacy and get another pair. All right. We have been talking here on the Phil Hendry Show about Representative Todd Akin and his comments concerning rape. Jay Sanos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Margaret Gray, I promised, would be able to say some things. We came on and after the last break, Jay, and we didn't give her a chance to talk, and I really believe that it is incumbent upon me to allow her to say some things.
I understand what you're saying, Phil, but you brought me on as a guest, and I don't think I've been allowed to give quite my total view on this, because...
I asked you at the end of the hour, Jay...
Can I finish what I'm going to say?
You can... Hold on. I asked you at the end of the hour, if you're here to explain, and Operation Oversight is to explain to people what Congressman Akin meant by legitimate rape, and you explained that what he meant was a legitimate rape is a woman that wasn't asking for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not all I said.
No, I understand that, but basically that's a woman that's asking for it, that's not really a rape or illegitimate. And I said to you, well, if I decide I don't want to vote for Representative Akin based on that, you think that isn't fair?
Wanted to do with Operation Oversight is be able to give Congressman, you know, Congressman, I didn't call him Congressman, by the way, now I'm saying Congressman, but that other lady said that too, you know? And
What is with this Congressman thing?
You know, all he's trying to do is to deflect criticism away from himself. Please don't tell me what I'm thinking. Please don't tell me what I'm thinking. I think that you're trying to deflect criticism by these ridiculous little arguments about Congressman and the mispronunciation. And what Mr. Henry said last hour about publishing, I think what it is you cannot defend your position. Not my position, ma'am. I told you is a position of Representative Akin now trying to explain. And
you explained it, man, but what do you think is going to happen after you explain it? When you explain to someone a man's position... And the position is indefensible, and that's the case. Every Republican is flying the coop from this guy. Romney wants nothing to do with this guy. The party has pulled its funding from this guy. He sounds like an idiot. He sounds as radical in his beliefs as I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you compare it to. I don't want to say he's as radical as a Jeremiah Wright, but he's just as goofy. He's just as kooky. And frankly, with his opinions, he's just as dangerous.
You talk about Jeremiah Wright. That man was a racist, okay? A racist. Well, this man is sexist. This man is anti-woman. He didn't say nothing about being anti-woman.
All right, so what you're saying now, Jay, is this. You're saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not saying I agree with the congressman.
But you just said that Congressman is a racist, or I did not say that.
No, she didn't. She said he's sexist.
I'm sorry. That's why, man. She said he's sexist. You said Congressman Aiken's sexist. Did you say that? Yes, I said that he is sexist, yes. And yet, what Mr. Henry and I were talking about Jeremiah Wright, and I said he is racist, but you're saying the same thing about Congressman Aiken. And
no, she isn't.
I did not say Congressman Aiken is a racist. I did not say that. What did you say about Jeremiah Wright?
She didn't say anything about Jeremiah. Are you, Jay, I'm beginning to think you're as dumb as this guy Aiken.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, if you want to start calling me names or anything. I have to agree with Mr. Henry. Santos, sir, you that last comment you just made is unbelievable. To say that I said something I didn't say, Mr. Henry just insulted me, saying that I'm stupid.
Well, Jay, you got to be dumb if you said what you just said. Aiken said what he said. It is a, I can see how it could be interpreted as a sexist remark. It's certainly ignorant. And what you have been saying here, talking about Jeremiah Wright and the comparison with this guy Aiken and saying that Ms. Gray is racist, I don't think you've got an argument. The other thing is that you said you were here to clarify, not here to agree. It sounds to me like you agree with him.
I do not agree with Representative Aiken. I never have had agreed with him, and I never will. Well, you may not agree with him, but you were very much taking his part and his side in this conversation.
Do you think there's such a thing as legitimate rape?
Do I think there's such a thing as what?
Is there such a thing as legitimate rape?
If you're in a country where it's legal, then you have to say it's legal. What is this man...
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I said, I can repeat myself...
I didn't ask you about legal. Legitimate. When we say legitimate, what we mean is that we're talking about morality now. We're not even talking about law. We're talking about morality. We're talking about...
What do you mean, morality? That's the same thing. We're talking about law. It's morality. It's America. American law is moral.
I'd like to think that American law is moral, sir, but I'm taking law out of it now. We're talking about just the moral facet of rape. It is it's an assault. It is a crime, and it's a vile crime. It's assault, man. It's like a beating. It's like an attempted murder in a lot of ways. Do you think that there is such a thing as legitimate rape?
Oh my God, he's thinking about it. Excuse me. You mind if I just? What do you have to think about?
I got to agree. What are you thinking about?
I'm. When you said I couldn't bring up illegal, I don't agree with Representative Aiken.
Then you don't agree there's such a thing as legitimate rape.
I do not. No.
Then that's all you had to say.
But yeah, but if I, the reason why I'm taking my time is, if I agree there is no such thing as legitimate rape, now I sound like one more, and yes, in my private life I am conservative. I don't bring it to work with me, and I don't identify citizens auxiliary police with it. But if I say that I agree with you and that Representative Aiken is wrong, that's one more conservative that's deserting him, and I feel bad about that. Oh, well, the poor guy, why don't you send him a present? Why don't you shut up, you know? And no, I don't think I will shut up. I mean, you sound childish. And I feel like I'm deserting him. I feel like he could use support and the friendship that he needs. And
well, maybe he does need support. Maybe he does need friendship. That's what his wife and that's what his friends are for. And I'm sure he has a good base of support. I'm sure he is going through whatever it is he's going through right now. He realizes that my God, this guy's political career is probably over. It's not as bad as Anthony Weiner.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. A lot of people are trying to make this ally as Weiner. And Weiner is the guy who sent pictures of his private area and showed it off to a girl. And this man, all he said was what he said. And I feel if I agree, I'm zerring him.
Did you agree with Anthony Weiner being able to send well, he's a Democrat.
No, not at all. But if I was a Democrat, I would still say no, but I would feel like I need to support him in a time of trauma. And
yeah, real traumatic, man. You got caught lying about sending your stuff to pictures of your stuff to some chicks. Yeah, that's very, very sad. Hang on, 877-876-7445. More comment on this story and others as we move ahead here this evening, because there's all kinds of different angles. As Romney enjoys, here's an angle here. Wait a minute, where are we? Aiken's rape remark aids Democrats' war on women theme. There's a few other stories that have been spun off of this, and they're all Todd Aiken's rape fiasco. Todd Akin walks away from the female body has ways of stopping rape-related pregnancy theory and more. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Not attractive at all.
Not him. Got him.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a wide-ranging conversation we're having this evening with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as well as Margaret Gray from the Dicklin Syndicate and A Little Bird Told Me. And there I am with those glasses. We're on Phil TV and HD at philhendryshow.com. If you've got a yeah, backstage pass, you can watch us.
Well, I'm looking at you. You look very good in those glasses. I'm looking at a picture too, Phil, and I think they work on you. They really do.
Well, I think they make me look old.
And by the way, Mr. Santos, I really want to keep this on a professional level. I think you commenting on Mr. Henry's glasses, Phil agrees with me. And
well, I can take his compliment on the glasses.
All I'm trying to do is compliment Mr. Henry on the glasses. I understand, but Phil agrees with me. And in agreeing with me, I think he has thrown in with my point of view, and I don't think he's looking for, well, it's probably petty of me.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with him giving me a compliment about the glasses.
Well, all right, I think it's disingenuous. Why is it disingenuous?
Why?
Because I think he's, to use the term that the kids use, he's sucking up, he's, what do the kids say? He's sticking his lips on it and giving it a suck, you know?
Okay, all right, I the kids don't talk that way. I think they just say in fact, it isn't a kid term at all.
Well, what is it they say? He's putting his lips around it and giving it a...
All right, I understand.
I didn't say anything in the short. All I was trying to do is tell Mr. Henry I thought it looked good, but the glasses, if you don't want me to talk about it, fine, I won't. Well, don't be a child about it. Well, what I'm trying to do...
All right, Jay, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. We're talking with Jay Santos and Margaret Gray. I wanted to point your attention to a couple of articles. We'll take another call here. And because, like I said, there's a lot of different takes on this. Now, I don't think, I have to be honest with you, Jay, you say that you don't defend the congressman's remarks, and but you're trying to explain what he meant. But if what you're saying is true, then even in explaining what he meant, he's got no prayer. Because if he's saying that legitimate rape is when a woman is not asking for it, and she was really raped, then I only point us back to the original comments made by caller Erica, who said, you know, we're women and we ought to be able to wear what we want and not worry about some man not being able to control himself because he is, you know, he's some kind of a psychopath. Akin's rape remark aids Democrats' war on women theme. U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin's comment that legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy gave Democrats a fresh line of attack in their election year theme about a Republican war on women as Mitt Romney worked to distance his presidential campaign from the remarks. So there you have Mitt Romney distancing himself from those remarks.
And I think that is, you know, is his legitimate right. But I want to be one conservative who doesn't immediately go running for the hills every time one of us makes a comment that if we can't stand, if we're looking at, well, I said that I don't want to bring politics in, or I don't want to bring politics in it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's get Larry Grover on the line now. Larry Grover calling from Culver City, California, and we're going to talk with Larry. You said you had a personal view on this?
Yeah, I do, Phil, and thank you very much for taking my call, and good evening to your other callers, to Ms. Gray.
Good evening.
And to Mr. Santos.
Yes, sir.
Phil, this is a very, very personal question. This is a very personal topic for me because of a weekend that I spent with my wife, Marcy, and we had gotten a cottage over here at the Ellen Condo Inn up here in Santa Barbara, and we were going away for our anniversary, and we went up to the Ellen Condo Inn in Santa Barbara, and I was with my wife, who I love, or loved, past tense.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Who said that?
I'm sorry, Larry. I just said I'm sorry to hear that you don't love your wife anymore.
Well, we've been separated for a long time, so... It is kind of sad, though. Well, I appreciate the comment. I appreciate the sentiment. But I can tell you that I am much... I feel much healthier. I feel better off. I just feel a lot better not having her in my world. But I wanted to, if I can continue.
Go ahead.
We went up to the El Encanto Inn, and Marcy and I got a cabin, and she got a bottle of champagne. It was our anniversary, and she got a bottle of champagne, and we began to have we began to neck and make have some fun there, and I'll tell you, when it happens to you, and please hear me out, because I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. I was being coy with her, and I was leading her on a little bit, in a very sexual way. And I was plying her with champagne, and I was encouraging her to drink and to, loosen up and this kind of thing. But I did not anticipate in my wildest dreams what would happen when we eventually did go to bed.
Now, you're talking about your wife.
I'm talking about Marcy, my wife, yeah.
Okay.
She took the handle of... This is very difficult.
Oh, God. I don't really want to hear...
Well, if you don't want to hear a story that has everything to do with what you're talking about...
Well, I don't... Go ahead.
She took the handle of her hairbrush, and without even so much as a warning, she put Vaseline on it, and all I can tell you is I was shaking. I ran from the room. I wrapped the sheet around me from the bed, and I leaned against the wall and I cried.
Did she, and I got to be very gentle here. Did she actually use this on you?
No, she did not. I was able to get out of the room in time. But I remember I spent the night outside in the cold. It was raining, and I fell asleep out in the mud.
Can I ask a question here?
Yes, you may, Miss Gray, but I can already tell by your attitude that you're very bored and impatient.
No, I'm not bored and impatient so much as I wanted to clarify. You are intimating somehow that you were raped, but you were not really.
My wife was preparing the handle of a hairbrush. Are you not hearing what I'm saying?
In other words, sir, it was not actually used, though.
I don't care if it was. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
We're listening to what you're saying. But all you saw her doing was doing what she was doing. I don't even really want to repeat it.
Well, she had some Vaseline. And
I don't want to repeat it, as I said, if you don't mind, Jay.
Want to repeat it, then I don't get to tell my story. And meanwhile, Representative Aiken is being, figuratively raped by the media. You're raping him tonight. You're raping him, Ms. Gray, and you're raping him, Mr. Sandoz. And Sandoz was the company made LSD. And I will tell you right now, I know that for a fact, and I believe what you just done did there is on purpose. No, it wasn't on purpose. I don't know Sandoz from anything else. But I'm telling you, I've made note of that.
All right, let him finish, okay, Mr. Sandoz?
All right, I've made note of it.
Fine, you make note of it.
I've made note of it.
All right, fine, you've made note of it. What is your question?
My question is this. Let's just say that she used the handle of the hairbrush on you. Then what?
Then I'd have to tell you that you wouldn't let me finish what I was saying. What I was saying was I was crying, and I spent the night in the mud outside, and it was raining. I was wrapped in a sheet. I was shaking. I was quivering. Marcy came out and got me the next morning and put me to bed. But at the end of all of that, I would still have to blame myself for pouring champagne into her and feeding her the things that, caviar and all of that.
Had she used the handle of that hairbrush on you?
Yes.
That is absolutely hysterical. Thank you for the laugh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? What, do you understand?
Thank you very much for the laugh. You make me laugh. You really do. I love you, Larry. You make me laugh.
I'm not laughing at all. I understand your pain, sir. Oh, you sound like a blithering idiot. Are you people...
Hold on, hold on. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. I'm glad that Larry survived the handle of that hairbrush. We'll be back talking more about Aiken, women, crime.
Phil Henry.
All of it. Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. On the line with us is Jay Sanis and Margaret Gray. Larry Grover was on the line with us. Have we lost Mr. Grover?
Yeah, he hung up. He was...
Well, you got the story, Robert. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Grover had said that he felt that you were laughing at his rape, that he had been raped. But he had not been raped, but that his wife intended to rape him with... the handle of a hairbrush.
Right, and she didn't, and I don't think you can even call that rape.
Yeah, he said that would it be a forcible.
Oh, he's an idiot. I don't want to, what does he want?
He said he wanted to call and talk to David Hall about the what's going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. Jay Sanis with us, as well as Margaret Gray. Get back to this conversation. The story here that I think is interesting... Republican lawmakers and officials spent yesterday urging Aiken to quit the Senate race in Missouri after his August 19th remarks during a television interview. The controversy roiled a race that could be pivotal for control of the Senate, and a decision by Aiken could come as early as today. So here are the Republicans looking to get control of the United States Senate. It's a statement that is, it was an ignorant statement. It's going to hurt the Republicans. I'm not saying that is representative of the Republican Party, but it's a representative comment of a certain extreme element in the Republican Party. And when I say extreme, it's really not extreme so much as it's stupid. It's just a dumb, stupid thing to say. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, chairman of the Republican Party Senate Campaign Committee, yesterday urged Aiken to carefully consider whether he should remain a candidate. He also told Aiken that he's hurting Republican efforts to capture a Senate majority and that the National Party wouldn't spend money to elect him, according to an aide to the committee. That's pretty much telling him, get lost, man. We just, you know, don't need you. Margaret Gray, what do you think that means?
Well, I agree with you, Phil. First of all, I don't think the man is, he can no longer be a serious contender if you can take any member of that party, if you'll pardon me saying this, as a serious contender.
Now, that's the reason, Mr. Henry, why I've tried to keep my politics...
I believe I had the floor.
Yes, ma'am, but I just want to say that's the reason I try to keep my politics out of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And I absolutely applaud you for that, but I have the floor.
Well, ma'am, you can have a floor, you can have a chair, you can have a desk, you can have curtains, anything you want. You go ahead.
Thank you very much. Woo! Frank... excuse me, Phil, I'm going to talk to you about my husband, Frank.
You might make fun of me. I don't care.
Well, can I...
Jay, would you please allow the lady?
I apologize.
Phil, Frank and I were on a vacation ourselves. We weren't at the El Encanto. We were in Italy, and we were at the Roman Steps and at one of the hotels there in Rome. All right, enough said. I was on assignment. I was covering... a news story there in Rome. Frank and I had a lot to drink one night, and I am going to be as delicate as I can and say that I used my finger on him.
Oh, God. You know, why do I got to hear this?
Because I just heard Larry Grover talking about his wife with a hairbrush, the handle of a hairbrush. That's why.
Phil, this is Frank.
Go ahead, Frank.
I don't want him to talk about it either, but I...
Let me do it, Frank. So, yes, and Frank enjoyed it, and I didn't hear him screaming rape like a little, what is the word you guys use? Bitch. So,
That is totally uncalled for, because we're not talking about a man, we're talking about a woman.
And I just heard a man on here.
Now, let me just get this conversation under control, if I could. I don't want to hear about you and Frank any more than I want to hear about Larry and his wife. I don't want this to denigrate into some conversation about what you people do on your vacation.
But the point here, Phil, is that these men that love to minimize rape and they love to minimize its effect on people and on women are crying like little bitches the minute their wife whips out the handle of a hairbrush and begins patting it on the palm of her hand and squeezing lubricant on it. And
okay, all right, I get it.
God almighty, God almighty. This conversation, I think, is below what your program should be, Mr. Henry.
This is exactly what should be talked about. When men have no feeling for women when it comes to this sort of thing, and yet men start crying and shaking and wrapping themselves in a blanket, the minute their wives break out the handle of a hairbrush, put on some boots that go up to the thigh, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, and I don't care anymore about your personal life with Frank.
Can I say something?
No, I don't want to hear anything about it.
So you won't let my husband concur?
No, I don't want to hear any more about it. We're not talking about that because you're not talking about rape now. You guys are talking about intimate details of your sex life. It has nothing to do with this comment.
Excuse me, but why do you say that it doesn't have anything to do with rape?
Ms. Gray, you're talking about your finger and your husband liked it, so where's the rape?
Well, he at first was resisting me.
Oh, get out of here, will you?
Well, if I can't talk about sticking...
Sorry, but I couldn't take it any longer.
I don't blame you. I don't hear about old man Frank, the way he gets it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick, man.
Are you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm waiting to weigh in on a hairbrush handle. And
okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, am I the only one that's left?
Yes, you're the only one that's left.
I want to say...
Wait, do we have Frank? Okay, now we got Ted Bell.
Yeah, Ted Bell.
Okay, so you know, Ted Bell, don't let me say nothing.
Go ahead and say what you want to say.
All I want to say is that I think that, I won't tell you something right now. If my wife busts out a hairbrush handle on me, let me tell you what. You know, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere, do anything.
So in other words, that's not a big thing with you.
I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. Okay? If you remember, Robert De Niro in a movie that we all enjoy, Taxi Driver.
But I'm not talking about Taxi Driver. I'm talking about you and your wife, and she breaks out some handle of a hairbrush.
Anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere.
What does that mean, anytime, anywhere?
Anytime, anywhere. She breaks out a hairbrush handle, or it's her finger, I don't care. It could be a carrot, I don't care. Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Anytime, any. All right, well, good going there, stud.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Uh-huh. How about if it was me?
Anytime, wait a second, man. You can't tell me.
All right, so,
Oh, my God. Yo, speed that. You're talking about him being a punk?
I just slid that, if you'll pardon the expression, slid it in there. All right, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So I guess we got that out of our system, I hope, anyway. We also have our News and Information Hour coming up. But it's a comment that is unfortunate, and as well, it will be one that reverberates down through the ages. It's no, I mean, you know what? It's just one more dumb thing that a politician says that is going to get his ass bounced out of an election. It's going to get his ass bounced out of a campaign. I mean, what's the big deal with that, you know? It happens every 4 years. We could go back, and I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to go back in the news, in our archives, and I'll find somebody who said something. I know, Geraldine Ferraro. When she said that whole thing about, you know, people are electing him because he's black, remember that? That was back in the election of 2008. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing really great, and I want to tell you another great job you're doing hosting the show tonight, Ted's of Beverly Hills, a very proud sponsor of the Phil Henry Show. And I wanted to call up Phil, and I got to tell you, I wanted to call up and I wanted to share something with you, something that has been a part of my life, and one that I think is very much in keeping with what you're talking about tonight. I think you're talking about the shoe being on the other foot. Is that right? The shoe being on the other foot. And
well, yeah, in a minute.
Can I finish what I'm saying? I haven't finished what I'm saying. I called up to say something.
I thought you asked me.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead. I thought you asked me a question.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, you're talking about the shoe being on the foot, isn't that right? So
yeah, that's...
Well, why do you keep butting in?
You're asking me a question.
Forget it. Get Ida. Who needs this?
Okay, Ariana. Man, oh man.
Yeah, you kept butting in, though.
I wasn't butting in. This jackball kept asking, hey, can I say this? All right. In any event, thank you very much, Ted, Margaret, and everyone. I think that the overview on this thing, this guy is dead meat, man. I think he's about as cooked as you can be. His goose is cooked. His every other waterfowl is cooked.
What's waterfowl? What do you mean?
His goose is cooked. You get it? Goose, waterfowl.
Yeah, like his swan's cooked.
Swan? Hey, man, you ever had swan?
Yeah, I think I had swan one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, when I asked my dad if
hey, excuse me, am I hosting the show here?
Yeah.
Then can I get on with what I'm saying?
What?
Have you ever had swan? Yeah, one time I had swan. What do you mean, have I ever had swan?
No, that's a bud.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're talking about cooked goose. I just wonder if he had swan.
I think I did.
When?
Well, my dad had made goose one time because he said, hey, Bobby, do like a Tiny Tim? And I go, okay, so he made a goose. And he goes, but it could be swan because they look alike.
No, they don't. They don't look anything alike. Swans and goose. Gooses. Geese. Geeses.
Yeah, they do. My dad said they do.
Your dad's wrong. A swan is a very big, it's a big bird. It's got a big, long neck. It's much bigger than a goose.
Well, yeah, but it's basically saying it's the same kind of bird, don't we?
It's a waterfowl. It's a bird that likes to go swimming, yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't look like a goose. So your old man said that he made swan?
Yeah, he said, I don't know, it could be swan.
I think he was pulling your leg. How old were you?
About 5.
Oh, he was yanking you.
You think so?
Yeah, he was yanking you, man. I don't know, could be swan. Sounds like something my dad would say.
So I guess I didn't have swan.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll be back here with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Man police say shot himself in an Arkansas patrol car, had meth in his system. Oh, other stories here to get to here this evening. Peter Thiel sells 20 million Facebook shares. He's getting out, baby, while the getting's good. Is it serious time for Facebook? We'll find out. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to bring on the line here Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, because they do have the Summertacular that is scheduled to begin this coming weekend, the 25th. Is that it, bud?
Yeah, bad done, the 25th.
The 25th, the Summertacular there at the Summertacular at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they're doing some preparation right now. Bobby, how are things going? Your Summertacular, I know, raises money for charities and is looking to do the same thing this year.
Absolutely, Phil. And we've not only raised money for charities, as you know, over the years, we've raised money for our own shops. We have a women's apparel shop at Western Estates where we are able to buy from some of the top designers, and we can sell at a reduced rate for women who can't live at Western Estates but want to wear a lot of the latest fashions and, you know, look as if they do live here. And I know that that sounds a little strange.
Yeah, explain that for me.
We have a very desirable community. A lot of people want to live here but are unable to afford it. The next best thing for a lot of women is to be able to wear the same fashions, look the same way, have the same kind of style and hairstyles and so on that the women who live at Western Estates have. So the Western Estates For You shop is where they can go and buy some of these fashions at a much reduced rate because we do buy them from direct from the designer, and we pass the wholesale price on to women from the outside.
So this is not anything that you buy yourself?
No. We don't need to in the sense that we need the savings. And the shop itself is on the outer, it's outside of the community. So what we have, and we just completed it, Bill, is a drive that looks as if it's coming into the community, but in fact leads right to a parking lot, which is where our shop is. And then you have to turn around and then you exit. So you never do actually get into Western Estates, but it looks as if you have.
What is the point of that?
Well, I think for anyone who is looking from outside, if anyone sees you turning in, they assume that you live at Western Estates, and it gives you a little bit of that sort of cachet. In fact, you're driving right to the parking lot of our shop, and you don't get...
Yeah, as we get there, you don't get to go there.
Okay, we have on the line here Karen Deauville. Do you know her?
No, I don't know her. I know of her.
All right, Karen?
Oh, Phil, I just enjoy you so much. Thank you, Phil. I wanted to ask you a question. I want to talk to Ms. Dooley. Are you there, Bobby? You know I am. Oh, Bobby, I wanted to ask you why, and I don't want to embarrass her. She's going to be really angry at me. Why are you whispering? I don't like that. Bobby, I came to your community today. Was it today? Herb, was it today? Jerry?
Yeah, it was today.
You know it was today. All right, it was today. And I wanted to take a look at your home like the black man did. You remember the black man that you had? I remember. And you said I wasn't allowed in. Can I explain this, Phil? She wanted to go into the community. I told her that the driveway was strictly... Oh, God. Oh, she's having her palpitations. Oh, God.
What's going on?
I'm having a hard time...
My wife's having a hard time breathing ever since this woman came out.
I have to go, Phil. Goodbye. I love your pro.
Bobby, are you there? What just happened?
That woman came onto our property today. That woman came onto our property today and insisted that she be allowed in.
She's back. She's back on.
Please don't. Oh, Phil, I just want to say one thing. I bought a blouse from her. I love the blouse, Bobby. I love the blouse.
All right, she's gone, Bobby.
That horrible woman came onto our property today and insisted on seeing the homes. I told her I was not a real estate agent. She said, aren't you Bobby Dooley? I said, yes, I am.
Bob, why don't you lay down, honey?
I have to lay down, Phil.
Are you all right? We can do this another day.
No, I insist on getting my airtime. Hold on.
What is she doing?
Just getting her air. She's breathing. These are breathing exercises you got to do. Okay.
All right, Phil. I'm a little bit better. I'm not so blurry-eyed now. Things are coming into focus. That horrible thing came onto our property and insisted on seeing one of the houses. I told her I was not real estate. She didn't care. She said, are you Bobby Dooley? I said, yes, I am. She said, oh, God, I want to talk to you.
I breathe deep, honey. Come on, breathe deep.
Ooh. Ooh.
Breathe deep, honey.
I'm breathing deep, Steve. Ooh.
Put this in your mouth.
No, not here, not now.
What are you doing?
Hold on.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Ooh. Ooh.
What is she doing?
Doing breathing exercises, Dr. Gabe. All right, honey? Hold on, one more time.
All right, I'm fine. Oh, God, I feel like the time I did when I was a little girl and we used to do the towel game. Remember, we'd wrap it around our necks and hyperventilate?
Yeah.
That's how I'm feeling now. It's good, but it's weird. Phil, I feel weird.
Okay, Ms. Dooley, I can't do much more for you if you can't talk to me. We can do this another time.
I just want to say that horrible woman came onto our property. She wanted to see one of the houses. I said, no, you may not. Hold on. Ooh! Ooh!
What are you doing?
I'm doing a breathing.
I'm sorry if you're having a hard time breathing. I don't know what's going on, other than to say I know that they have that new shop. It's called the Western Estates For You Store. You can go there and shop the fashions that the women who live there wear. It looks like you're going onto the property when you turn into their parking lot, but in point of fact, you are not. But it gives you the cachet of people out on the street thinking you do live there. And you can pay wholesale prices for the designs that the women there pay full price for. That's all I know about it. And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for Ms. Dooley's use of language. I also hope that Ms. Dooley, would you please communicate that, Robert?
Yeah, I called, I said, Mr. Henry, hope they're better. And she, I mean, I don't know if you want to tell me.
Go ahead.
She said, he don't care about me. He never cared about me. And she slammed her phone down on me. And then she said that she hates you.
Wait a minute. She slammed the phone down?
Yeah, she hung up.
And then she said she hates me.
Yeah.
Well, if she hung up, she couldn't say that to me, could she?
Yeah, but she didn't really hang up.
Yeah, she didn't really hang up.
All right, then she didn't really. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
So I forgot to mention that. It wasn't really.
Yeah.
Phil Henry.